This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Military suicides have increased as much as 20% this year compared to the same period last year, and some incidents of violent behavior have spiked. Service members are struggling with isolation and other effects of COVID-19. This is in addition to the pressures of deploying to war zones, responding to national and other international issues, responding to addressing civil unrest. The data is incomplete and causes suicide are complex, but Army and Air Force officials say the pandemic is adding stress to an already strained force. The numbers vary by service. The Army's 30% spike pushes the total up because it's the largest service. U.S. President Donald Trump paid no income tax in 10 of the past 15 years. That's according to a report by the New York Times. The Times released an extensive story on Mr. Trump's taxes on Sunday. The Times said Mr. Trump did not pay taxes during those 10 years because in those years, he reported losing more income than what was made. The report also said that President Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he won the presidency, another $750 in his first year in the White House. Queried about the report Sunday afternoon at a news conference, Mr. Trump decried it as fake news. Earlier, Alan Garten, a lawyer for the Trump administration, an organization, told the Times that most, if not all, of the facts appear to be inaccurate. The Times also reported that the president is fighting a decade-long battle with the Internal Revenue Service over a $72.9 million tax. This is VOA News. Cardinal George Pell, Pope Francis's former finance minister, will soon return to the Vatican during an extraordinary economic scandal for the first time since he was cleared of child abuse allegations in Australia 5 months ago, according to a newspaper. The Herald newspaper columnist Andrew Bolt wrote that Pell will fly back to Rome on Tuesday. The report by a vocal champion of the cardinal did not cite a source for the cardinal's plans. Pell's report return follows Francis's last week firing one of the cardinal's most powerful opponents, that's Cardinal Angelo Becciu, over a financial scandal. Some 100,000 protesters gathered in the capital of Belarus on Sunday for the 50th day of protest against leader Alexander Lukashenko, some of them wearing crowns and capes to mock the president's 26 years in power. Protests began in August after Lukashenko won a sixth term of office in a disputed election. Official results gave him 80% of the vote, while his closest challenger got less than 10%, despite apparently robust support. Lukashenko was inaugurated September 23rd in a secretive ceremony. The European Union and United States both issued statements that they did not recognize his legitimacy. Sunday's protests were rallied by exiled opposition leader and presidential challenger who fled with her children to Lithuania the day after the election. She called for Belarusians to demonstrate on September 27th for the goal of new honest elections and as a result of an official lawful inauguration. The Azerbaijan and Armenia have both declared martial law after clashes with each other over a region that the Armenian enclave is located in. Armenia accused the neighboring area attacks of civilian settlements in the disputed region and promised a response that would be proportionate. It said the military political leadership bears full responsibility for that situation. And again, U.S. President Donald Trump paid no income taxes in 10 of the past 15 years. That's according to the report by the New York Times. It said that it released an extensive story on Mr. Trump on Sunday. The Times said Trump did not pay taxes during those 10 years because in those years he reported losing more income than he made. The report also said that the president paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he won the presidency, another $750 in the first year in the White House. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.